Wake up. It's time to count them down. The Chaz and AJ Top 10.
Top 10 greatest inventions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
203-882-9757. We're doing this because
today is Marconi's birthday. It's his birthday.
Marconi.
Marconi.
Hey, happy birthday.
Marconi.
Hey.
Invented the radio.
Hey, Jedrew.
151 years ago today.
Mike and Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to keep it simple. The wheel.
Nice.
The wheel.
At number three.
What?
Many people think the wheel is the greatest invention of all time around 3500 BCE. The Mesopotamians invented the wheel, but mainly for pottery.
Yeah, so what does BCE stand for now?
Before Common Era.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
we can't say Christ anymore.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like BC. Yes. Get out of here.
What?
Just
go.
There's the door.
Just go. Take that wheel.
Before
that wheel.
We've been doing this for hundreds
of years.
Get go.
See. You and your wheel.
Thousands of years. Get out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I answer it's before Christ, Edward.
Beef man.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, you, sir.
Beef.
Beef.
Well, in honor of Marconi, let's say the radio.
At number two.
Yeah, why not?
There are a few more important inventions in the history of the world than the radio. While in recent years, it's been competition with television and internet, could be argued the radio is the first electronic gadget to play a prominent part in people's lives. At number two.
Wow. You guys
radio
wouldn't be
Gaga.
Here without Marconi.
That's right.
It's all about the radio. I'm Casey Kasem.
Let me play you one of AJ's.
Oh, no.
Early radio moment.
I was having a good day till now.
Dirty laundry. You're with Al Mano, or AJ Mano, as I'm calling myself now. That's what happens when you start a new name on a new night. And we got tracks from Def Leppard.
In my mind, I'm elsewhere.
Never gets old.
Wow. In my mind, I'm elsewhere right now.
This is AJ Mano.
Okay, I'm coming back now.
This is a new name on a new night.
This is Kermit Mano.
It's a new name on a new night.
Oh, boy,
a new name on a new night.
I'm a new name.
I can still see you.
A new name on a new night.
Yeah,
so, back to list.
As opposed to an old name on an old night.
I was heavily caffeined up. Shut up.
What?
Heavily caffeined up.
Dirty laundry. Really? You're with Al Mano or AJ Mano, as I'm calling myself now. That's what happens when you start a new name on a new night.
And
we got tracks from Def Leppard.
Yes.
I also like the AJ as I'm calling myself now. It's like, I just decided just now. I'm just deciding this.
I'm calling myself now.
AJ.
You know, third person off a rolling stone only sounds bad.
I love that.
All right, hold on, just to be fair.
WLNV with Charlie Faze bringing you right through your party night. That's Friday night. Till 12 o'clock. 57 minutes after 5. That means 3 minutes of 6. This is a tune from Boston.
Did you hear the time?
Before puberty.
I did the time twice.
Twice.
Oh,
that was
man.
Good. That was cool.
Just in case you don't know.
Right.
I'm going to flip it around.
Nice.
You guys have come a long way.
Here it is. 13 years old.
WLNV with Charlie Faze bringing you right through your party night. That's Friday night. Till 12 o'clock, 57 minutes after 5. That means 3 minutes of 6. This is a tune from Boston. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Who says 57 after?
Yeah.
No one. Charlie Faze does.
You did. Charlie Faze, attention to detail.
Oh, memories. Wow.
There's something we heard too.
Everybody remembers who Casey Kasem was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
There we go.
And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Well, I got them.
It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Wow.
We love you, Case. That's awesome.
Man.
And then the legend Stone Man who did nights here.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Southern Man. And before that, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Cowgirl in the Sand. And we saw that Neil Young, Like a Hurricane, they all had one thing in common. Neil Young wrote all those songs. And let me see, we're moving on up to almost quarter of 10 right here on WPLR New Haven 99.1 FM. I'm Stone Man. And I just walked out the back door. I couldn't breathe. It's unbelievable. I don't know what the temperature is outside now, but we thought our air conditioner is broken down up here. And
you know what? I can tell you why he walked out that back door.
Yeah. Let's get a breath of fresh air.
That's the reason why his name was Stone Man.
A breath of fresh air, Chris.
That's right. A breath of fresh air. That's why he went
get
out.
Get some
there.
Attitude.
Yes.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Yep. Got to get out of this studio. Too smoky in here.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how it got that way.
And does anybody remember the WMCA Good Guys?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
A shower.
May I help you?
Oh, hello, John.
Yes.
Oh, I have a Cadillac. Wow.
Hey, you jerk. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Yes, may I feed you to the oven?
Oh, God. You know, you are a real yellow-bellied jerk. You haven't got any goddamn guts at all. Do you know that?
You think so?
That's what I said.
Yeah. One of these days I'm going to meet you, pal.
Look, pal, you won't dare meet me.
And when I do...
You're scared stiff.
When I do, you won't have to wait for the candy.
So... I used to listen to this and think, oh, man, that guy's old. Yeah. And I'm like, that's going to be me soon.
You'll be banging your walker on the microphone.
You don't know that good son, yellow belly.
All right, top 10 greatest inventions. Eric in Waterbury.
Happy Friday, guys. I'm
Happy Friday.
Go with
Friday.
The real number two. What should be number two is toilet paper.
Toilet paper is not in the top 10.
Oh, man, that is a good one.
Yeah, I saw no list at all.
Wow.
Toilet paper. It's a gimme.
Where would we be without it?
Think about that. What were they doing? Was
squirting
it
water. Squirting water.
Yeah.
You squirt water.
Or sit in a pond.
Like some of the, in the old days, like they had like a little, like a thing that of water they had to squirt their hiney holes with.
Their chute?
Yep.
Squirt the chute?
Squirt
are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, like a portable bidet.
Really?
Yeah.
And it squirted water. It's like a water pistol.
Yeah.
A button pistol.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. That's cool.
Yep.
That'd be a fun game.
Nomads, like desert nomads. Desert nomads carry around water, you know, that they, you know, like a little.
Desert nomads?
It's like a squeeze pouch.
I just thought they'd rub their butt in the sand like a cat.
Right.
Trying to get his.
Yeah, but then you have sandy butt.
We're doing top 10 greatest inventions. AJ's doing the list because we're celebrating Marconi's birthday.
Yep.
The guy who invented the radio.
Exactly.
It was either him or Tesla. We're not sure.
Right.
Marconi
they
gets
say
the...
Marconi, really.
All right, we'll go that way.
Yeah, go then.
What do we get so far?
The radio and the wheel.
203-882-9757. Pizza Man Dan.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Your turn.
Happy Friday. Hola.
How about the combustible engine?
The combustible engine. Don't have that one in the top 10.
AJ, come on. Yeah. Can't have one without a for cars.
Right.
You think that would be on
I don't
there.
Have the combustible engine.
What about flip-flops? And put flip-flops on there?
Flip-flops are not in any list. I'm being realistic here.
The martini glass?
The martini glass should be number one.
It's actually not a great glass.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
It keeps draining.
Yeah, it's never full.
Especially AJ's.
Never holds enough alcohol.
Yeah. It's got a little leak in it, I think.
Yeah, it's called my lips.
All right.
How's it going?
I think that's a sound bite.
No, it's not.
Brain.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Number one should be electricity.
Electricity is number four.
God created that, though. That's lightning.
Yes. Later.
Right, right.
Yeah, hey, Brain, don't touch that.
Touch live power lines or any
it's
power
electricity.
Lines.
Stop.
Yeah, Yeah, it's certainly impossible to overestimate the importance of electricity in human civilization. We arrive at the point where we can safely say we cannot live without electricity. Number four.
Yeah, that is something.
Number four.
Imagine being Ben Franklin. Like, right. I'm going to go out in a lightning storm with a kite with a key attached to the string.
With my skeleton.
Yeah. See what happens.
And my glasses.
No, he probably had a really cool head of hair before that happened.
He probably had a pork loin in one hand. When he's done, he had a nice...
He's holding a pork barbecue. Medium rare, my favorite.
Yeah, I invented the corn
first
dog.
First barbecue. Yeah.
That takes balls, though, no?
It does. Gosh, it does. Yeah. Had no idea.
Nobody knew anything about it.
10,000 gigawatts.
Let me go out in a lightning storm with a kite and a key.
And a key. Yeah. Right. Oh, hot key. Hot key.
It's Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, we're not drunk yet.
John and Miller Place, Long Island.
Good morning, crew. Happy Friday.
Good morning, you too.
Good morning.
How about one of the greatest inventions for a Friday afternoon would be beer.
Beer is not in the top 10.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. It's Friday.
It's an invention more like an act of God.
What do you mean?
God right, wanted
guys.
Beer.
Thanks.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like an invention. It's a creation. It's not an invention.
It's a creation?
You create beer. Yeah, like it wasn't discovered. Oh, I discovered beer. You know?
Well, electricity is a discovery.
Right.
Yeah, electricity is not an invention.
I need a lot of beers to get Phil's behind me.
Well, if we're nitpicking now, I don't know.
Jeez.
May God strike you with electricity right now!
Gary, and we'll get...
Next. Hello.
Hi.
Gary.
Goodbye, Gary.
Gary, we're under the stairs. Gary, under the bed.
Hans and Durham.
Hans, how are you?
What's going on, team?
Yes.
Hey.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah. Aside from smashing pumpkins, I also shoot artillery, so I'm going to go with black powder.
Oh, that was further down the list. That was in top 15, gunpowder.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're growing the pumpkins just for you this year, guys.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
And then we will launch them into the space. And
we're going to go chunking.
We're going to put the pumpkin in chunking.
Chunking
and
the pumpkin.
And you're
going
to drop a pumpkin on a pickup truck again?
No, we're figuring something else out. We're going to maybe have somehow you and AJ tied into it.
Oh, yeah, they could be there with a catcher's mitt underneath.
Where's his hard hat?
We'll just make big posters of your faces and, you know, hang them up there.
Oh, I like that.
Look at me, I'm a pumpkin.
It's like Chaz and AJ Bingo.
I'm a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Do I do
that? Guys, doing a great job. Thanks for everything you do.
Hey, right? Hans, thank you for what you do.
Looking forward
to the Durham Fair.
Yes.
I think what they should do is hollow out a big pumpkin and you guys just live in it.
Just
for
broadcast
like a week.
Them inside of it.
That'd be cool.
You're inside the pumpkin.
Like little Keebler elves.
We're the seeds.
Yeah. And you can wear the outfits, the little curly shoes.
Right, drink pumpkin
and the
ale.
Hat.
Yeah.
Pumpkin That'd be
ale.
Awesome.
Pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin.
We don't have the audio of that, Andy, do we? When Hans dropped the pumpkin on the truck at the Durham Fair.
Totaled
the truck.
Yeah.
Really?
They took one of those like massive giant mama pumpkins.
I'd like to watch
They put
that.
It up on a crane and they dropped it and it just crushed the truck.
Like a Chevy C20.
Yeah, it looked like a beer can.
Yes.
Whoosh. Jeez, you should do that and put the AJ
squash
in it.
And pick up
AJ. Just here, Dom, have a camera
here, Dom,
right
hold
on
it,
his
hold
face.
Hold this little umbrella. Just stamp it down the edge.
Why, is it going to rain?
Yeah,
kind of.
Oh, I got a big surprise for you.
Just one drop.
Don't look up.
Yeah, just one drop. Right. No pun.
Right. I need you to go 3, 2, 1.
That'd be awesome.
Smushkin. Squash.
Ken in Oxford.
Ken. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. How about cars?
The what?
Cars.
Automobile at number 10. Automobile at number 10.
All right, so that encompasses the motor and all of that.
Right. Yeah. The way it's propelled by the engine makes travel much quicker,
thing.
Combination of many inventions as well. Number 10.
Hmm.
Number 10.
Short for carriage.
Yep.
Hmm. Used to be horseless carriage.
Automobile?
That's what we do. We shorten things.
Yes, we do.
Is that right?
Wow. It was horseless carriage.
Right.
Then it became carriage. Then it became car.
Car. Right.
Then
like the Jeep.
Right.
That stands for General Purpose Vehicle.
GPV.
They were made by the U.S. Army.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. GP. They used to call it the GP. General Purpose Vehicle, GP. Then it just became Jeep. Because it's easier to do Jeep than GP.
Jeep.
How about the IROC? What does that mean?
It means your car.
Italian.
Why you wearing a tracksuit? Dom.
Almost got him this
there
year.
There was something. There's something.
Me and my Adidas over here.
Yeah,
slick.
It was Italian.
Something I'm cruising, yes. Right.
And
right.
I think the C was Cologne.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Fred in Old Saybrook, top 10 greatest inventions.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
I'm going to say the light bulb.
Oh.
The light bulb. Was
boy, that is
down
a good one.
List. Yeah. Every time you get an idea, one shows up. Nope.
That kind of goes with the electricity, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Electricity mm-hmm. kind of trumped it.
Okay, got it. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, man. You
Thank
too.
Thank you, sir. Six more to go.
Mary Stratford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How about an automatic dishwasher?
No.
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 You know?
She sounds like she lives in a place where there's just flowers everywhere.
Right. No. No.
Oh, did you hear that? No.
No.
Wow,
no.
I
live in hell with no dishwasher.
No.
No flowers yet.
Get out of my garden.
Right.
She just sounds happy because she hasn't had to wash a dish in a while.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Plenty of leafy substances.
Her hands are nice and supple.
Exactly. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, that's the place. That's it.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to my garden. I don't wear clothes because I don't need to.
I like sweet creamy butter.
Is this, are you the person who I thought was Michelle from Hamden?
No.
Oh, okay.
You got a lot of sound like.
Did she live in a garden?
The magic garden.
Michelle, I have no idea.
Okay.
No, I thought I thought you were this person. Chaz and AJ.
Oh. Everybody.
Good morning.
No,
it's not you.
Yeah,
no.
You were right.
Michelle from Hamden?
No, it's Senior from Bridgeport.
Oh. They could be related.
You sound very nice.
Listen to this.
Thank you. What color am I in my clothes?
You're number 8.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Jesus.
Oh,
exorcist.
God damn. Okay. All right. I can try.
Hello.
This guy get real dark for a second.
You got to be kidding.
I will kill you all. I will see you when you sleep.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
And then the month was just like
that. All right. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Take Bye. Care, guys.
You too.
I feel like that's what she sounds like at a restaurant. She orders something. Oh, we're out of that.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. Yeah, what do you right, mean right. You have no cream pie?
This cake is not fresh.
Back off.
Yeah,
I'm starving.
How about fire? We went with electricity. Is fire on there?
Number one.
That is not
fire.
An invention.
The most important invention.
It's a discovery.
The most important invention in human history. Fire has been a crucial.
Who invented it?
Crucial God tool did. For human the survival since ancient times. It provides warmth and
not an invention.
God,
this is God.
It was your invention, God.
Not an invention.
It was your invention, God.
It's always been here. Sorry. Lightning, woods, fire. No one said in the lab, AJ, and said, let me come up with something hot.
Number one.
Number one.
How about oxygen, then?
How about my foot in your ass?
And actually, lightning.
You know what's a great
fire.
Invention? The planet Earth.
Yeah, that
right.
was great.
Oh, yeah.
Who came up with that?
I
is that
know.
Edison?
In the sky.
This is not my list, Tonto. You feel free to yell at the brainiacs.
Yeah.
George C. Earth. What a good guy.
Yeah. Right.
That was some guy.
Right.
I'll tell you.
Yep.
Thanks
Smart
to
guy.
Him. Top 10 greatest inventions. We're doing it because it's Marconi's birthday.
Yes.
Credited with inventing the radio.
Yep.
What did we get so far?
The automobile, electricity, wheel, radio, and fire!
Fire. That's one hell of an invention.
Fire!
Yeah.
Nice job, God.
Yeah, thank you very much.
See?
I did that.
Take a
bow.
Big guy.
Take a bow.
I invented fire.
You tell yes, him no.
Hey, how am I going to cook these hot dogs?
Exactly. We need
I haven't invented a microwave yet.
Oops.
So I invented fire.
Yep.
God brought you
and
fire.
The stick.
And the stick. Which used to be a person.
That's right. That's the only reason he grew trees. Like, yeah. I need a stick to put this hot dog
in. Right. Some of my wiener.
Lightning stick right. fire.
Nice.
Oh, I just hung up on Richie. Richie, I'm sorry.
Go!
Oh.
Ken in Beacon Falls.
Yes, good morning. I say indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. Not in the top 10. Plumbing was further down the list.
You got to think about that one, too. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Did Can God you imagine the beginning of times in this country?
Yeah.
You had to leave the house
oh, yeah.
out in the winter
yep.
And go...
The outhouse.
Out to the outhouse.
Yeah. Yep. And that was just a hole in the ground.
And there were, the streets were all covered in poo.
It was like a loo. Good heavens.
Yeah.
You have a head cold. Look what happened.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Kaboom.
That's rough.
He's quite a bazooka.
Keith on the road.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, sir.
Morning. I'm gonna say airplane or powered flight.
The airplane at number 7.
Oh.
It boosted trade, culture, tourism. Today, the air transportation industry is key to global economic prosperity.
Hey,
how you doing?
The Wright brothers.
Yes.
Two guys who owned the bicycle shop.
Yep. They were never wrong.
And their flight lasted 12 seconds, which for me is pretty good.
That's a long time.
Get used to it, lady.
Sounds like your love
life. I too last 12 seconds.
I think they did like rock, paper, scissors shoot for who's getting in there first.
Right.
Okay. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Dance off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be far from that motor.
They had some stumbling block where they couldn't progress. They were having a problem, and he was in the bike shop talking to a customer, and he took a shoe box.
Yeah.
And he started twisting it. And as he was twisting the box, he's like, that's it.
That's it. What? We need
what,
box.
What happened?
I don't know. That's all I remember from that class.
He's like, Eureka! Yeah.
And then he ran off. That's pretty cool.
Then he ran off.
I could twist a box.
Right? Yeah. I don't remember the airplane looking like a shoebox.
Their first place is called the Wright Flyer.
There was something had to be flexible on the plane, maybe the wing or something. I don't know. But he was like, yeah.
Oh, shoebox.
Eureka!
Did they have shoeboxes back then?
They did.
Did they even have shoes?
Did they have shoes?
Their feet?
I think they have feet.
Ken and Shelton.
Yes.
I was going to go with music.
Hold on, Ken. By the way, this is God again.
Hey, God.
Oh, yeah.
I invented the foot.
You did.
That's right.
I thought that was a pretty good invention.
Right.
Yep. Is that on the list?
No, it's not.
It's your.
It's further down the list.
If he didn't invent that, you wouldn't be able to measure anything.
Right. Yeah, how do we know a foot 12 inches?
Ken.
Yeah, I was going to say musical scale, but I'll go with printing press.
The printing press for the down the list. Yeah,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah, top 20, yeah.
Thank you, Ken. Kenny in Oxford. Lots of Kens today.
Yeah. Mm. Lots of Kens today. Hey, what about the internet?
The internet at number 9. Man. As a matter of fact, the web brought to you in 1991, transforming society, continues to evolve today, bringing all forms of interaction, economic, social, and cultural growth. Number 9, internet.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
The amount of information.
Yep.
Yeah.
At your fingertips.
Exactly.
Now.
Yep. All that to download.
To show prep, you used to have to go into the radio station and sit near a news wire that was typing.
Paper sucked.
We're old.
You had to put the roll of paper in there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like a computer paper with the holes inside, and some idiot would forget to load the damn thing.
Yeah, you'd come in to do your news shift, and there's no news.
Nothing.
No one loaded the paper.
Yep.
Wow.
Just typing on nothing.
Typing on nothing.
Yeah.
Oh man. You know, and you could get anything from any encyclopedia, any knowledge, vast human, anything that we've learned over since the beginning of time.
Yep,
and what do we search the most?
Porn.
Porn. Yep.
Yep.
We're doing good with that.
Yep, get that PC.
Yep.
Darren in Newtown.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, sir.
How about the camera?
The camera not in the top 10.
That's a good one, too.
Yep.
Jeez.
Back in the early days, the gunpowder?
Yeah.
Boom!
Yep. Watch the brain. The guy used to hide behind that little sheet.
Yeah. He would cover up like he's doing a dynamite blast.
Right. The rest of you, boom.
Yeah.
Boom! Yeah. What birdie are you supposed to watch?
Is that why it's called shooting?
Yeah, yes. Shooting the camera.
Yeah, shoot a camera.
Right.
Shoot the photographer.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a little mini explosion right now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Boom!
Everybody had the
same look.
Everybody said, pull this blanket.
Everybody's hair's all blown back.
I wonder if they were bad, you know.
Oh,
bad. The photographer died on the way here. He went over a bump and the gunpowder exploded.
Yeah. Or he just loaded too much powder.
Yeah.
And his horse hasn't landed yet.
Yeah. That's how the cow got over the moon. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're going to have to wrap this up. Isaac, you're last. Isaac and Promfit.
Okay, this is the one that all inventions were invented for, and it's going to replace us, artificial intelligence.
Not in the top 10.
The whole reason that we are on this planet is to build it.
Yeah.
That's the reason that we exist.
It took us a long time.
Yeah, it took a long time to destroy ourselves.
That wasn't the top 15. Not in the top 10, though. Yeah. Yeah, yep.
That should be number one. That's the whole purpose of our existence.
Where did you read that, Isaac?
What's that?
Where did you read that?
I listen to a lot of Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis at night. I don't know if you know who he is.
Okay. Thank you, Isaac.
Hey, Isaac.
Ah, boom, boom.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, your top 10 greatest inventions. Number 10 is the automobile. The internet, number 9. The personal computer at number 8. The airplane, number 7. The telephone, number 6. The nail at number 5. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is electricity. The wheel, number 3.
I think Christ would debate that one.
Radio, number 2. Number 1 is fire! Fire!
What an invention fire was.
Fire!
Thank you. I did a good job with that one.
The good news is he was taken in the first round. The bad news, it was the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
I could say that because I've been a suffering Cowboys fan for...
many years.
Decades.
Yeah.
New Haven's Tyler Booker was drafted 12th overall by the Dallas Cowboys in the 2025 NFL draft last night. The offensive lineman was a standout for Alabama. Crimson Tide.
So happy.
Yeah. I'm happy for him, but,
yep.
You know.
He's going to change things.
Okay.
He's going to change things.
All right, I've heard this.
Turn things around.
I've heard this every year for the last 30 years. All right, let's go on to better news.
Okay.
Well, this is not better news. Hampden Middle School faculty member on leave amid investigation into images posted on an adult website.
Ew. Oh, boy.
We need people from Hampden who know what's going on to call in and tell us. I could change your voice.
Wait. Here's your hint right there.
Hold on.
Nobody will know who you are.
You sound totally different.
Operators are standing
by. Sound young.
What should we use as a...
I like the heavy voice, though. That sounds cool.
What about this one?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We need something hyperactive by Thomas Dolby. like a church mouth.
This one?
Kind of like that one.
It's creepy, ominous.
How about this one?
I like that one.
Oh, this one?
Like that's good. Like Transformers, yeah.
And you can still hear what they're saying.
Nice.
One, two, one, two.
Nice.
There we go.
All right, so we could change your voice if you want.
Yes.
Optimus.
Does sound like Optimus Prime.
<That's right. laughs> Transformer, yeah.
The old spark.
A Hampden Middle School faculty member is on leave amid an investigation into images posted on an adult website that were shared among students, according to the school's principal. Yeah. In a letter to Hampden Middle School families on Tuesday, Principal Michelle Coogan said the administration became aware during dismissal on Monday, April 21st, that students discovered images of a staff member on an adult website, and these images were shared.
Oops.
Between some of our students.
Not good.
Oh, staff member.
Yep.
Now, when I read this story, I thought it was a female staff member.
Uh-huh.
It's a male staff member.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, staff and member. Kind of.
I want to know who goes on the what?
Yeah.
I could see if a kid finds a hot teacher on one of those sites.
Yeah.
Like who's looking in the
right?
So it was a girl that found it.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
couldn't tell you.
Quote: as mandated, reporters, a member of the administration team filed a report with the DCF. The employee allegedly in the image is on leave while the administration investigates.
Yeah,
but they do wrong.
They're the ones who did the picture.
Did they post it?
Don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Embarrassing.
Could be a victim as well.
You know, they do things with AI now that look pretty real.
This is true. I'd say it's AI. It's not me.
That's going to be a real problem.
That's going to be a major
AI did
problem.
That. Yeah. I had the thought, hey, I've seen
political figures saying things they didn't say.
Yeah.
It's close. You still know. It's like,
slightly.
That's not.
Yeah. It's going to be perfect, flawless.
You will not be able to figure it out.
Yep.
They're going to have movies with actors that have been dead for 50 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had a Black Mirror episode about this recently.
Is that right?
Yeah. Greatest role ever.
Yeah.
Who did they have in there?
It was a fake movie, so they didn't like do like a real thing, but it was exactly that premise where it's like, oh, you could just like go back and recast a movie that was made like 80 years ago yeah. and just like update it a little bit with like new actors. You don't even have to like have a real movie set.
I mean, right. come on. I just watched Jesus walking around over the holidays.
Right. Did you?
Yeah. It's online. They took the Shroud of Turin, popped it into three dimensions, and the dude's walking around, you know.
That's good weed.
Smiling at people and stuff.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's yeah. what I said. Jeez, look at this.
He said the dude. I thought you meant like the big Lebowski for a
yeah.
second.
Dude. Lebowski.
I'm the dude.
Lebowski's back.
Right. Yeah, white Russian, everything.
Dude.
Quote, we ask parents to review internet safety with their children this evening, including the importance of using safe websites and engaging in responsible behavior on social media. This is what set parents off in Hamden.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute. Don't put it on the kids.
Hold it. Hold it.
We also ask that you monitor your child's personal technology, including photographs, internet searches, and social media activity, and encourage families to have open conversations about how to respond if children encounter harmful or inappropriate materials online. By working together, we can help protect our children and guide them in becoming responsible digital citizens.
Oh, my God. You know, but kids are so much more savvy on computers yeah. than adults. I mean, it's like...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
What she always will do.
I can't figure something out. I give it to my kid. Here, how do you do
it? You hand it over.
Yep. 2 seconds, done.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I get this little paragraph here. They're saying, can you please be parents a little bit?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. Okay, just be a little bit parent.
Right.
Do the parenting thing.
Right, don't, do that thing. Don't be okay. a friend. Yeah. Don't be a friend.
All right.
Yeah, be a parent.
What did you find out? We almost had someone come on and talk about this, right?
Yeah, so I've been looking through comments on this story, and it's a lot of people are saying, well, why... How did these kids even get access to these images? You know, this is an adult. They're doing this in their own time. You know, leave them alone. But then there were some that thought, well, maybe if the school did a better background check, they would know about this. And they were upset that this employee was working with children.
Yeah. So we hear off the record, it's not confirmed that the male, it's one, it's male, and two, it's a counselor.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. A counselor?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all unconfirmed, by the way. This right. is just in, you know, this is just social media chit-chat.
Yeah, yes. yeah. Oh, my.
And it was likely an OnlyFans account.
Oh.
This person had.
Yeah. Pay the teachers more
which
money.
You have to pay for a subscription to. So.
Well, I remember when Pee-wee lost his whole career.
Well, that was
in a movie theater.
Right. He showed his appreciation. Yes. Yeah, for yeah, movie, yeah. Yes. No, wrong.
So.
All right, so it was a male. We heard it was a counselor. We heard one Facebook rumor that he gave some girl candy.
Oh.
I'm like, if you have candy on your desk, that doesn't make you a creep.
No.
Right.
But on your desk, no.
No, nah, but once you're accused of something like this, and then that's a detail they throw in there,
right.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, now yeah. let's look. Oh, he's got a white van, too.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, and he has a puppy.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's got a puppy.
Yes. He had trick-or-treat at his house
He's
once.
Got a puppy in a van.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, why are we holding the parents accountable for the children going on adult websites and finding pictures of adults?
Yeah. I think that's a little bit of what the school is saying here. Yeah. It's like, your kids shouldn't be on this site.
Right. How'd they get there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, there's a paywall you got to get around to get all these images.
Right. No, you got to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
So unless they're just Googling this one person's name, which means if you Google any name on the planet, you're going to find pictures of them at this point in society, right?
Yeah, I want to know more. I need to know more. I'm hungry for information.
Yeah. She did.
More details.
The administrator didn't send the pictures to these students.
Yeah.
She wasn't engaging with the students.
Is it a she or a he? We heard it's a he.
Okay, yeah, he.
Okay.
I just assume being a...
You're assuming a lot here. You're assuming that he didn't send the pictures.
Right.
He probably didn't, but you're filling in all these gaps.
He said... No, the report says he did. It says the kids found them online on the adult website.
Okay.
So he did not engage with the children.
Okay, but here's another question.
Yes.
And I don't know if he's a counselor, but would you want a male counselor?
Right.
Who's doing that stuff, counseling your daughter in middle school?
Nope.
Would you want a female counseling your daughter doing that stuff in middle school?
No, but maybe
I'd rather the counselor was not an OnlyFans model. That would be my preference.
I agree 100%, but we can't stop that, can we?
I don't know. I think we could.
What if you pay attention to money?
There has to be an ethics code or something.
Side hustle.
What if they? What if they were an exotic dancer?
I think people have gotten fired for less.
Yeah,
I'd have to see the dance first.
I agree they have, but at what point is that an invasion of the teachers or the faculty's privacy?
I think you got to pick one. Are you going to be around children, right, or are you going to be doing porn?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't do both.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like you're a scoutmaster and you're on OnlyFans. I don't think so. You're not going out in the woods with my kid. You're right.
You're putting it that bluntly. You're right, Chad. You're right. I'm just playing devil. You're playing devil's advocate. On the older kids.
No, I know there is private life.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And public
life. Which you're entitled to, yes.
But if you're going to be around children, there should be a standard.
Yeah, you shouldn't be showing pictures of your junk
online.
Right.
And what are you doing on OnlyFans? Are you making things disappear?
What if the kids got their hands on the teacher's phone and they found the pictures?
Same.
It wasn't their business.
Know? I don't know. What if a balloon came and hit the building and then, like, well, what are you talking about? What if?
Right.
Just the facts. What if that?
The teacher's not the only one to blame here. The kids are, too. The kids are old enough to know what they're doing.
They're in middle school.
Yeah.
So at what point do we give them accountability, Chaz?
Why are you putting this on me, by the way? I feel like I'm the friggin' criminal here. I'm reporting a story.
I say unto you.
Yes.
Age, are you accountable for your actions?
I don't know.
You can't handle the truth.
What age do you want it to be?
I have a cat.
By 11 or 12, you should know you're on the wrong website, right? You shouldn't be there, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what the school is saying there. They're saying, ask parents to review internet safety with their children this evening, including the importance of using safe websites and engaging in responsible behavior on social media. Blah, 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 blah. Then it goes on to say, we can help protect our children and guide them in becoming responsible digital citizens.
Digital.
They're asking parents to be parents.
Yes.
Right. Right. It's on me to know what websites my kids are on.
Okay. Back to my original point.
Yes.
If you're going to be around kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you're taking pictures of yourself naked and selling them.
Yeah.
I can't defend that one. You're right.
Just like hiring a nanny.
Now we're just repeating ourselves. Yes. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Brian in Torrington.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
By the way, I just want to let you know, in your town, you have a blight enforcement officer that does nothing.
Yes.
But go ahead. What were you going to say?
It was a story yesterday. It really was.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I was going to call in and be like, can you give me the address? Because I'm not saying I'll get rid of it, but I can make it disappear.
Nice. I got matches and gasoline.
Hey, Brian, we got a problem. Can you make it disappear?
Call me. Need a kneecap. Send them over. I got a little something, like, you know.
The other problem with this story is, can we address what we pay teachers, that we have a teacher that's actually going and doing this for money?
Okay, I agree.
It's a side hustle.
Teachers don't get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
This comment was brought up a lot.
However, you could go work at Subway and make sandwiches.
That's right.
You'd be a bartender.
And you still get to handle the foot long.
You can work at dispensary. Dispensary.
I've dated a teacher, and it's a grueling job.
It is.
You guys don't understand how much goes into it. And at the end of the day, you don't have time for a part-time job. And if anything, you could squeeze something in on the weekend, but then...
No pun.
What do you mean by that?
Right. Lord knows he tried.
Listen, you can probably make $50 off of that.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's fast money.
Is it?
Yeah. Teachers are underpaid, and they are overworked.
Have you guys looked into how much people make on OnlyFans?
Oh, I've seen, some good,
I know,
good quag, man.
Astronomical. Mm-hmm. The guys are disgusting. We pay for everything.
But this is what you do. You don't be a faculty in a school.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Do something else.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you have whatever it takes to be a counselor, you could do that somewhere else.
Yes. Right.
Give a chance. When does it come to a point
Why am I the problem here? I'm not the problem.
Second time.
I think these are all teachers calling in. They have a side hustle.
Hey, is there something you want to tell us?
We can't dictate people's private lives.
Dictate?
Where's their public lives?
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. I like Brian. He makes problems go away. Yeah. Not really. He makes them disappear.
Right.
Take care for you.
Yeah.
Jen in Bridgeport.
Jen?
Hi. So, OnlyFans, there's a misconception. You don't have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it, do you?
Really?
Well, hold on. Let me go there right now.
Well, then.
Where's the free section?
Come on.
It's probably like Plenty of Fish. You get all the, like, this is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. Samples?
Yeah. It's like the free sushi.
If you want premium stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, so it's basically like an Instagram. And what you do is there's two different sections. Most of the people will do in a free section,
right?
And then you look at them and be like, well, if you want to see more,
right?
Oh yeah,
like an appetizer, but
it's like a little taste.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Free sample first. Exactly. Yeah.
Are you on
sample
OnlyFans?
I'm not going to comment.
Yes.
what do you do in your real? Do you have a real job?
Teacher.
No, definitely not a teacher.
No.
You
teach you
this. All right, but you have a regular job, and then you do this on the side.
Side hustle, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just the way Connecticut's has the most OnlyFans subscriber, OnlyFans, content makers in the country, so.
Wait, what? Run that by me again?
Connecticut has the highest percentage of OnlyFans content creators in the nation.
Where do these hot people hide?
Yeah, because I ain't seen them.
There's one here.
I've been to our fairs. Yeah. They're not going to them.
Right. Nope. They're not all hot. That's for sure.
This one says governor.
Wow.
But it is a different misconception because it's also a pyramid scheme.
Oh.
So if certain girls have other girls sign up under their account with a tag, they will make money from other girls doing it.
Wow. Like a piggyback. Nice.
Yeah.
You have to read all of the different fine print. And then it's just like a regular girl would be on there and they would get on Instagram messages from guys nonstop. Every girl gets messages from guys.
Oh, man.
With OnlyFans, and you have it as a free account, guys have to pay them a certain amount every time you send a message just to say okay. Like if I was to say something, they come back okay. They have to send me $3, $4, or $5 just to send that okay.
Wow.
So you can have the free account, leave it as that, and when the girl wants to go ahead and just say, hey, I have my bathing suit on, I want to get paid for it, then they put their own price tag on it. So therefore, if a guy wants to go on there and do that and put something on there and just put a price on it.
Yeah.
They can do that. You don't have
to. Hey, can we grab your number if we do a segment on this in the future? We can have you on.
I got to pay medical bills, so.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass.
Had it.
Comedian Dom Figg in studio.
Yee-hoo.
Good morning.
Riding Volcano.
Yep. Let's go pick some gore.
Yep. I want to call Florida Man Friday, but every day is Florida Day.
It's true.
Here in Dumbass News.
Yep.
Florida Man caught an alligator in a trash can.
Nice.
The story has Florida written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Big trash cans down there.
An animal tracker in Jacksonville named Mike Draggett, a.k.a. the blue-collar brawler.
Blue-collar brawler.
Which is what they do when they catch him is they drag it.
Had to leave his Easter dinner so he could wrangle a gator at a woman's house.
Yep.
You think he had to change his clothes for that?
Nope.
All right. He's got his Easter Sunday clothes on.
No, actually. It's Easter Sunday clothes. A cut-off T-shirt, shorts, and that's it.
That's what he had
on? And a baseball cap, yeah.
And a basket.
This is a Florida Sunday dinner. It was probably a barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
I had to put down the lamb burger and go over and get it.
Yeah. Alligator burger.
Here's 11 seconds of him trapping the gator in the person's trash container.
Oh, he's right there under the trash can.
Oh, maybe he's gassy. Him.
Yes. Yep.
Damn, baby!
Mama!
That is the most Florida clip.
Wow.
11 seconds. Yip, 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 yip.
It's like five yips in a very short period of time.
And then the gator gets gassy, and then everybody's screaming.
Well, that sound in the beginning, that would have been me. Seeing the gator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Right there out of the trash can.
Oh.
Pardon me.
Give me.
Yep.
So before that, it
was
possible
it could have jumped back out again.
This might not be over.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
The alligator was like, "This ain't over."
Right. Yeah.
Then his little arms got tired. It's like,
those little tiny arms.
Hold on. Right.
Too tired. This head's too big.
Hey, there's still trash in here.
How big? Well, it sounds big.
It's like probably like a teen alligator. It's like not full adult yet. It seems to be like a 4 to 6 feet.
Big I like how you gave us an age before a length.
Yeah.
But it had sunglasses.
It looked young.
That doesn't sound small.
Doesn't sound like a teenager.
It's not a baby, but it's not like a massive alligator. It's like 4 to 6 feet.
Yeah, if still he was enough, able to flip him up into a garbage
can. It fits in the garbage can, put it that way, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, baby!
Mama!
Welcome to Florida.
I'm guessing she doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah. Didn't sound like
it. Well, she does, but not hers.
probably missing a few fingers, too.
It's funnier if you imagine them rooting for the alligator when you're hearing all that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! Touchdown! Don't root for the alligator. Go Gators!
Yeah, baby!
Go Gators!
Yeah, baby!
He got! Damn.
Man, those things are just so lightning fast.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Ever see them come out of the water and grab a dog or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, not
my
good.
My favorite thing.
Not good.
Just so fast.
Yep.
It's your favorite.
It is. Especially the big ones in Africa when the wildebeests are crossing the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they always win. Sometimes the wildebeests, and also they've grabbed leopards and things like that, and leopards actually won. It goes down, you see a bunch of the water bubbling around.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you see the friggin' thing's got the alligator by the neck and it's pulling him out of the water.
Yeah.
They don't always win.
My TikTok thought I liked it. Because, if you stay on it.
Yeah,
I'm shocked and in
awe. You can't
help
it. You can't help it.
I don't like it.
No.
I'm just shocked.
Yeah, right.
That's why I didn't keep scrolling. But you see that and you're like, ooh.
Yep.
Man.
There's one time an alligator grabbed the trunk of a young elephant, and the rest of the elephants made sure they turned that alligator into pulp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just stomp.
Oh, yeah. It became a rug.
Sky Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
Haney!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Good
Just so you
morning.
Know, I know what you're thinking.
What's that?
How long can this go on? It could go on for a half an hour.
It could, yes.
Especially when Dom's here. They just go back and forth, and it just never ends.
Yep. And we will be entertained. We don't know about you, but we'll be this is fun, isn't it?
Trading leads over
good
here.
Good morning right. to you.
Morning musical. Yes, that's
right. Good morning. Moonbeams are shining through. Good morning. All right, that's enough.
Hey. What do you want?
How are you?
I'm good. Lots going on.
Really?
There's just too much going on.
In a good way or bad way?
Just bad. Everybody wants everything.
Gotcha.
Everybody wants everything.
Everybody wants everything. Who wants what?
That was a Van Halen song.
I can't get into it because otherwise I'll get everybody upset.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can you allude to it?
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine.
We're good.
Wait, so let me guess. They want you to do events. They want you to do weekend shifts.
Yes.
You've been busy, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball games, everything else.
And I'm working tomorrow and it's going to rain and I'm really upset.
Yeah, by the way, there was an event scheduled tomorrow
called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes in Fairfield. That has been rained out.
Yeah.
It will be rescheduled. And,
yeah, I wish that my events would be rescheduled.
Which event is that?
Rebuilding Together tomorrow. It's National Rebuilding Day, so it's a, kind of like a national thing, but I don't know why you just can't move it to Sunday. Who cares?
Right. Still same
what
day,
do I know?
Just different day. Yeah.
And what do I know?
Well, you're the weather guy.
Yeah.
He knows the weather.
Yes.
Right. You know it's going to rain tomorrow and it's going to be nice on Sunday. I don't know. Seems like a good fit to me.
Yeah.
And then the walk against hunger is at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
So I'm going live from Rebuilding Together tomorrow. Not only that, but the Pope is going to interrupt the programming.
Oh, yeah, right,
so
right.
Over on the wax.
What's the point?
The final ride of the Pope. Yep.
I know. I don't know. Someone help me, please. Yeah.
You need a doppelganger.
Make it National Colon Sick Day.
Well, we're going to be on the wax, which, you know, has not as many viewers as the regular Channel 3.
Were you about to say, like, three viewers?
I would never say that.
Never.
How many, never in 1 million years.
How many viewers does the... What is the wax?
You know, I honestly don't know. We don't get the numbers for that. We get the numbers for the regular station.
Can
we
see that? The wax here in Connecticut?
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of stations you can find it on. Comcast is 931. I get it at my house. I'm thank God I do, because like Sundays at 6 p.m. Channel 3 is always interrupted at because of the golf and because of sporting events and stuff. So the news never airs when it's supposed to air on Sunday nights. And I like to catch up on what's going on so I can get ahead for the next day.
Yeah,
right.
So it's religiously on the wax at 6 p.m.
Nice.
I know I can always go to the wax at 6 p.m.
I gotta find it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good. And, you know, it has good local content, and it's a good station. We just got to get the word out there that it's out there.
Got to get the wax out.
Yes. So, anyway. So
when
that's
is Dana
leaving? I'm just more upset about the rain than anything else.
I hear you.
You know, we got a rebuilding. People are outside doing maintenance on people's homes for free.
Yeah, you want a nice day for that.
Volunteers coming, right, and then you got this walk against hunger, and you got thousands of people showing up, and it's gonna pour. It's just not gonna be nice.
It'll be a soggy walk. Squish, squish.
It's gonna be a soggy walk.
Right. Wet socks everywhere.
You get a slip and slide.
Exactly.
Right. Interesting.
Right?
Exactly. Beach party. Oh my God. It's terrific. Terrific. But so then I'm gonna go to the Cape. I'm gonna take some time for me. Yeah.
Yay.
What do you think about that?
That sounds awesome.
Hold on. Let me check with your boss, Dana.
Uh oh.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, God.
I like that Scott says, oh, no. Hey, who approved you to go to the Cape? I didn't see a vacation request.
Oh, boy.
Dana, the recently promoted senior vice president of Gray Advertising, has called in. I'm very excited about this.
Now, Dana.
I'm not sure why we're so desperate. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you, Chaz.
So she started there at Channel 3 as an intern.
Uh-huh.
She worked her way
as an intern.
Damn.
As an intern.
Dana, what year did you start?
Damn.
I was an intern in 94 and then came on full time in 1995.
Wow.
Okay, so you were here way before I was here.
I remember your first day, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
was it awkward? Did you have a lunchbox?
Me?
Yeah.
Scott had his feety pajamas and his lunchbox.
Backpack.
And his little backpack and a thermos.
He had Lunchables. Pizza.
He did. He had some Lunchables. Yep.
Yeah. Apple slices.
Oh, my God.
I remember you as news director. Then you became general manager, vice president, general manager. Now, what are you off to do now?
Emperor.
King. Queen.
All right, yes. So I'm going to leave Channel 3, which is that was the hardest part, but I'm still going to work for Gray, and FSB will still be in my, you know, region, because that's what they call them, and I'll have 16 television stations.
16.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Damn.
Can you believe this?
Heavy hitter.
Which is why I can't do both. It's not fair to Channel 3. It's not fair to the other stations. Admittedly, that would be really unfair to me to try to, like, really run a station well and guide everybody else. So there's six senior managing vice presidents because we have 113 TV stations, so we divvy them up. So I will have the East Coast, essentially, a lot of stations in the Carolinas. So I'll be on the road for quite a bit the next couple months, and then I'll
settle into whatever that new cadence looks like.
Nice.
And who of the six, who is going to be the best?
I don't know.
Wow.
That I mean, points it all.
Yeah. I'll try.
Your marching orders were probably... You've probably been asked to just recreate the magic you created here on the other stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right, Chaz. FSD, you guys know, obviously. I love it. Scott loves it. It's a great place made up of great people. And we do a lot of things right. We don't do everything right, but a lot of that conversation was whatever went on in Hartford to make it so successful. You know, can you take your best practices and work with people? And that I feel like I'm really ready to do. I think it's a really good time in my life. So,
well, you do it well. As well.
If Dana were in the Big Brother house, she would win.
She wouldn't get voted out.
No.
She would manipulate everybody, and it would be
is
a
huge
success.
Is that the word you want to use?
Yeah, that's a good word.
No, not manipulate.
Convince. Yeah. Convince, maybe convince.
Strategize.
Yeah. Strategize.
Right.
We just heard why
like
she's
she
in management.
Undercut everyone.
Maybe Scott got voted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be first. I'd be in the first week. Goodbye.
Right in the garage, man.
Would you? You think you'd be voted out week one?
No, never.
No.
You'd be too much fun. You'd be too interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'd be the Richard Hatch of Survivor. I'd be the Richard Hatch of Survivor walking around naked.
That was season one. He was walking on a beach naked with black socks.
Those nasty socks. They stood up after he got out of them.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He also won.
Yeah. He did win.
He did win.
Yeah.
He went for tax evasion. He got the $1 million, and then he didn't claim any taxes on it.
Got in trouble.
Big trouble.
Spent all his money on socks.
Paint the picture of the first episode. It really ties that all together.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
We're happy and sad.
I'll still be around.
Good.
We'll still be best friends with you guys, and it'll be great. It'll just be a little different for a little while. Scott and I have been together the entire time, so I think that's going to be weird. I have to add him to my VIP. Still comes through if my phone's on, do not disturb.
Exactly.
So if when you hire this new whoever it is who's going to do your job at Channel 3, your orders to them will be leave Scott alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Extra care, Scott. Extra care.
It's why I'm actually not going to keep an office, in the station, because I recognize I've been there so long. I always thought it was hard for our new news director since I was still there. And I think it'd be hard for the new general manager. But the guidance goes something like, it's really, really good. Don't mess it up, but definitely try to make it better.
Make it better is good.
Right.
Yeah.
Improve, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's right. If you were still there.
I love you.
In that building, people would walk in and say, you know what they're doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had that happen when I became general manager. I felt for our news director. People would say, well, I'll just go ask Dana. Or they'd, come to my office and run something by me. And I started to think, this is probably what it's like in a divorced household. And one kid goes to mom, and then he goes over to dad, and we had to get on the same page real quick. So that is so unfair to whoever, because there's a lot of people. I don't think everyone realizes how many people work at Channel 3 and how much goes on.
Yeah,
I just need that person to be able to do it without me kind of lurking in the shadows like a creeper.
Yeah.
like helicopter mom, yes.
Dana, please call in every Friday so I get to speak with you.
Hey, look who's on the phone right now.
Who?
It's new mom, Ayesha May.
Yeah!
Oh, new baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. Good morning.
Good morning. How does it feel?
Sorry, I'm tired. I said, I missed the call yesterday. I was running on, I think, an hour of sleep and the crazy baby. So
crazy already.
That'll do it.
It's and funny. You didn't make it, but your baby did. Your baby called in. Lincoln called in.
Yeah, Lincoln did call in. Yeah.
We'll play you the tape later.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, okay. Hopefully, he had good things to say.
Yeah, he was good. Nothing but good things.
Yeah, he won't shut up.
Said the drinks are wonderful.
Yeah, he did.
So, how did it go? Delivery went well. How long was the labor?
So, the actual labor for me pushing was 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Wow.
What?
Like a salt and pepper EP.
I think it takes longer to get a McDonald's order.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, online.
Rush, yeah, Happy Meal.
Yeah.
The nurses said, and the doctor, they said for a first time, that's very unheard of. And they were all like, they were impressed. I'm a very impressive guy. I'm an impressive pusher.
When the employee. Wow. That was good. That was good. That was good. Yeah.
Seven minutes. Wow. You're a good pusher. Look at you. That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah. They said they're like, your body was meant to give birth, but I'm trying not to give Nate any ideas. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this again.
Right. Yeah. One and done. Right.
Wow.
How did that feel? Like, you know. A baby coming.
Couldn't imagine.
Going out.
Couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it's the weirdest feeling in the entire world. Any mom listening, it's just you can't describe it, but it does, you do feel like the baby, like, slip out of your body.
Right. It's like a huge poop, I guess. Something like
that. Can I tell you,
You ever have a corned beef hero?
Yes, the beauty of childbirth. Oh, it's like a huge poop.
That should be the working title of the book.
That should be like a congratulations card.
Right.
A book for fathers.
Yes, it's a matches.
Just so you understand.
Light some candles.
It's like taking a huge poop.
No, but I had a colonoscopy, and they just put this little thing in there.
Yeah.
And they, you know.
That was until you got
that
to sleep.
That felt. Like, wow, what the hell is going on here?
I slept through mine.
I couldn't imagine.
I didn't want to know.
Ugh. Couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I like the gift afterwards. That was pretty cool.
I was there for all three of my kids. Yeah. Some of them took forever.
You know what? You're not going to get any impressive thoughts from the women. It's like, oh, you were in the room, were you?
That must have been
a lot of work. How very brave of you.
Apparently one actually was a poop. He named it.
Doing that Lamaze. They're yelling at you.
It's not your kid. That's a poop.
Oh, my God. My friend Bill Henney, his wife was giving birth, and she was, you know, in the phase of all the, you know, the labor, and it's very long, right, and drawn out.
Right.
And he's standing in the room, and he says, can someone get me a seat? Like, I need to sit down. All the women just stopped and looked at him like,
gosh,
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Right. We'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Or has it attached anymore.
Right. How much did the baby weigh?
He's about 6 pounds and 5 ounces right now. He lost a little weight, which is normal.
Very normal.
Healthy. 18 and a half inches also.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah, we need all the numbers for those who like to play the lottery.
Yes.
Okay, so the birth date and time?
Yeah, so birth date, 4/22 at 8:52 in the morning. And he came out, he was 6 pounds, 13 ounces, and then 18 and a half inches long.
Price per pound was? Sorry.
Nice job.
He's like a meatloaf.
And
I had a coupon.
Phil wants to know, what was the first thing you ate?
I had a double bacon cheeseburger with fries from Shake Shack and the chocolate milkshake. I was ravenous.
Nice. It was gone in seconds.
That's a good seconds. Yeah. That's a good one.
It was
one.
The best thing I've ever eaten. Oh my God. Cause you can't eat. So I was just in, you know, there for 24 hours not eating. And then afterwards I was like, Nate, we got to order DoorDash.
Right. Amanda had a full Italian combo, the whole thing.
Wow.
It was gone in like 21 minutes.
Wow. She unhinged her jaw and just pushed it in right.
Well, you know what? When you drop 6 pounds with a couple of pushes, you could do a 3 or 4 pound sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Easy,
It's a lot of room.
Exactly, right.
My wife told me the first shower felt amazing, too, like after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First shower. Yeah. And the baby's name is?
Lincoln Robert. So Lincoln's his first name, middle name's Robert.
And where does Lincoln come from?
We just liked it. You know, you see so many names online, no reason. Although, because Nate's from Philadelphia, everyone thinks we named him after the football stadium.
It was my first thought, Ayesha.
That was it.
It was my first thought.
I was thinking where it was conceived. It was Aaron Pala.
Yeah. I was thinking tunnel.
Right.
And where does Robert come from?
That's actually the name of my late dad that passed away.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Beautiful.
Beautiful way to honor him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do we hear him?
Is that him?
Do you hear him in the background making a little cooing?
Oh. can't tell which one is Ruth and which one's the baby.
Yeah, Ruth. Knock it off. Yeah. I thought it was a kid the whole time.
Yeah, me too.
It was Ruth.
Oh.
Yeah, you just make this quiet, like, little...
Yeah, we hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, there you go.
What a cutie.
I can't wait for you guys to meet him.
He was very talkative yesterday.
He's going to tell his first joke, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yesterday he was talking.
Yeah, yeah, couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, did we have some of it?
Yeah.
Here's from yesterday. How's it going?
I'm getting fresh.
Yeah, you're nice and fresh.
I'm still steaming.
You're a steaming fresh baby.
I'm still pink and steaming, yes.
You're pink and steamy.
I had a womb service. That's great.
Womb service.
Womb service. Womb service. Got
not
it.
Easy in womb service.
Got it. Got it.
Any time of day, womb service.
All right, well, congratulations to you and Nate and Lincoln. Welcome to
Good
the
Good job, Ayesha.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, can't wait to be a radio baby. I'll have to bring him on the air with me next time.
Absolutely.
Little headphones.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. It's over. You
Thank
did
you
it.
Guys. Yay. Thank you.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.